If you'll live as a servant to others, God will, I repeat, will use you. Philippians 2, 4-5. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Or, like the Message Bible translates, think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. And how did Jesus see himself? As the Son of God, yes, but also as a servant. And he is the greatest leader in the history of everything. He humbled himself all the way to the cross. He did the ultimate balancing act between maintaining his position with the Father as Lord and also stooping to wash the feet of the disciples. He didn't exalt himself. He got low and waited on the Father to raise him up. How often do we want to get into ministry so bad we run ahead of God, creating a platform of our own making? I can tell you from my own sad experience, it's easy, real easy. We often think to ourselves, we've got something to say, that it's very important others hear it, but no one is letting us say it, so we finagle around to get ourselves in a position to be on a platform we think we should have. The Greek word for dignity means, within all honesty, being just as serious about our motivations as possible. The Hebrew word dignity reflects the idea of being elevated by respect and worthy of honor, an attribute worthy of those who minister. Unless we elevate ourselves, then there's a problem. Titus 2:7. Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity, dignity. We will be far more effective in our servitude of the Lord if we will step off our self-made dignity, a platform of our own making, and get low. Real servants don't try to use God for their purposes. They let God use them for his purposes. Again, the word ministry, as used in Romans 12, also means let us wait on. It always appears in the New Testament in connection with the service of the church and others. Being in ministry is a gift of God for us to serve others with the goal of lifting them up, leaving ourselves out of the credits at the end of the movie. And that's not so easy in a world which constantly capitalizes on being seen and recognized, promoting the idea of lifting ourselves up. We are very vulnerable to advertising ourselves when we feel so unseen and unheard. I have a friend who had a word from the Lord while at church one time. He was slightly driven by the urgency to give it. When he asked if he could say it, he was told no. Not because he was wrong or ever had been wrong. It was just no. His feelings were hurt, of course. But then the Lord spoke to him, saying, "Isn't it enough that I have spoken to you?" So when I felt the urgency to speak or act, I remind myself that God sees and hears me. Isn't it enough for me to know he has spoken to me? Some limit the idea of ministry to that of being a deacon. But yet I wonder why Paul split ministry out as something separate from prophecy, exhortation, and teaching and the other gifts of the Holy Spirit. I don't know, but there it is in 1 Corinthians 12:5, where Paul says, different kinds of services. And again, it is considered a gift in Romans 12:7, saying, if ministry, then in serving. Frederick Godet, a Swiss Protestant theologian who wrote some of the most noteworthy commentaries of the time, calls ministry an activity of a practical nature exerted in action, not in word. I made note of a statement by a friend who said, ministry is about our focus on others, not ourselves. This is true humility, not thinking less of ourselves, but thinking of ourselves less. Paul said, forget yourselves long enough to lend a helping hand. This is what it means to lose your life. Forgetting yourself in service to others. When we stop focusing on our needs, we become aware of the needs around us. Jesus emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant. Now, here's a good question we should ask ourselves while we're being venerable and as honest as we can possibly be about our motivations. When was the last time you emptied yourself for someone else's benefits? It's tough to be a servant if you're full of yourself. What is it which prevents us from getting low and serving others?